I listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. I'm your host, Rod, always joined by my co-host,
Karen.
And we are live on a Wednesday, ready to do some podcasting. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Search the Black Guy Who Tips. We'll come up. Leave us 5-star reviews. Our website is theblackguywhotips.com. Our email is theblackguywhotips@gmail.com. Our voicemail line is 4557-0186. It will cut you off if you leave a voice that is over 2 minutes. So yeah. It has a very hard out of 2 minutes, and it does not play.
It does not play. You start talking, it start counting.
It's like Yvette Nicole Brown on Twitter. It don't play.
No.
So make sure you guys do that, and we appreciate all your feedback and stuff. People wonder where you can leave feedback for our Walking Dead recaps. That's where. You just go to email us at theblackguywhotips@gmail.com, and boom, now it's on the show. Of course, Wednesday is a Walking Dead Wednesday, which means we recap AMC's The Walking Dead. We are in a weird situation. This is the penultimate episode, meaning the one before the finale.
Right.
It's the 15th episode of the season. There's 16 in the season, except we don't know when the fuck the 16th episode is coming.
Because they would say that they tried their best, but they were just saying there's some shit you got to do in person.
Yeah, and they say this all film, but the editing and all that stuff you got to do in person. So I just need y'all to stay your ass in the house.
Come on.
If we stay in the house long enough, maybe they'll be able to get it to the studio, you know, with the restrictions cleared a little bit, and they'll be able to go in there and get some editing and some post work done, and then we can get that 16th episode, you know, and we can all enjoy it, guys. So, you know, it's up to us to follow the rules. So it looked like we're never getting that episode.
Right, because the thing is, it's taking something that's hard for people to do. It's taking cooperation, yeah. The word of the day. And people don't want to cooperate. So yep. Because people don't want to cooperate, all it's doing is just extending it and causing people to be like, you know what, we're not lifting shit.
All right, y'all, let's get into this episode. It's the episode 15 of season 10 of The Walking Dead called The Tower. All right, you know how we start every week. I gotta ask you, Karen, before we break it down, what'd you think about this episode in general?
I enjoyed it a lot.
I also enjoyed it. It to me, it was a lot of like build up, because this is just the sad part about coronavirus apocalypse, man. Like, they clearly are gonna have a good time with this finale. You know, they're building up everything towards this event, and you know, I could kind of see like some storylines building. It was just a lot of building to tension and anticipation. And then of course the ultimate letdown is that we gotta wait. But the last 3 weeks, I feel like, have all been episodes that feel like they could have been finales by themselves.
Yes, yeah, shout out to the Queen Angela Kang.
Yeah, she did that. So but yes, I really love this episode. I love getting to know new people. Princess is just
she's such a
loose cannon for this show. And I feel like the show kind of needs some of these elements in it, but also kind of funnier elements. And you know, so all right, matter of fact, we're gonna break it down. We might as well start with Princess. So all this, I broke it into 3 segments. It's the tower, where all the Alexandrians are held up right now. There's On the Road, which is Eugene, Ezekiel, Miko, and Princess. And then there's the Whisperers. So I'll start with On the Road. So with Princess introducing herself to the crew, to Yumiko, Eugene, and King Ezekiel.
So, who are you? What do you want? Excuse me? You guys were the...
Now, keep in mind, she has a big ass machine gun.
A big gun, y'all.
Okay, so she got a big,
mow them down.
She has a huge fucking rifle, you know. So that, and she was, and she came out like, "What's up, y'all? Hey!" And you know, our crew has not had a very good experience in the Z-Pod
with other people,
with strangers. So they were like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" And then she was like, "Oh, so what? Do we have a problem here? What's going on?" I might have to pop a cap in somebody's ass.
Ah.
The one's calling out and making a racket. I thought you needed help, but now you're acting like I'm the one causing a problem here. Damn, I haven't seen anyone in over a year, and the first ones I find seem like a bunch of meanies.
You just caught us off guard. We didn't know if you were attacking.
Seriously? If I wanted to attack, I'd hold the gun like this.
She points the gun at him.
The dangerous part pointed at you. See? That's for attacking. The other way? That's for hello. So, as we can all agree, I wasn't attacking. But now I'm not so sure. Maybe that's up to you. Are you gonna hurt me?
Keep pointing the dots and you'll find out.
No one has any intention of hurting you.
Now, what I think is interesting here is that, Princess looks like she's out of a different show. Like, this is like she came from like an anime, and yes, they threw her into The Walking Dead. And the person most like trying to bridge the gap and find peace, I feel like it was Ezekiel.
Yes, because he not trying funny. He looked like he came straight out of a comic book with the tiger when in real life.
Like he was on some fantasy shit not too long ago, and I feel like in a way Princess would have fit right in with this, you know, this old made up world shit that he was doing.
Yeah, he was a king, and it had queens, squires, and everything.
And he was already enamored by the zombie performance art pieces that she set up and shit. So to me, it makes sense that he would be the one like, "All right, calm down, hold up, she might be cool." And I'm like, yeah, you know, I can see how Miko and Eugene would, you know, Eugene's just like, "I gotta get to that woman." And Miko is on some like, "I don't have the bullshit, I don't trust strangers," you know?
Yeah, but at the same time, she
just
got that.
Sorry,
hold on, go ahead.
No, but at the same time, she got this big ass gun, and you gonna talk shit? Like, she could have mowed y'all down.
Yeah, and they don't have any guns. Correct. Miko has her bow and arrow, and that's it.
I'm like, the fuck you go suicide mission? This makes no sense.
All right, now back to you.
Are they yours?
Crap, sorry. Do you like them? Yeah, not many rotters left in the city, so I put these up as my decorations. Pain in the ass to put together, but they make the place feel more alive. Although, now that I've met actual live people again, hold on. You guys are real, right?
Is that supposed to be a joke?
I don't know. I mean, I never hallucinated before, but there's the first time for everything. Say something I wouldn't know, like, what's the capital of Pennsylvania?
Harrisburg.
Baby, you frozen.
I'm frozen again? Oh, hold on. Let me pause. Oh, boy. Technical difficulties on my end, y'all, but I'm going to keep trying to keep the party going. But, yeah, we were just kind of talking about Zeke would be the one to kind of reach out to her. Then she said that she was like, "I don't know if y'all are real or not, because I haven't seen actual people in a fucking gear. Are y'all in my head? Name name something I wouldn't know, like the state capital of Pennsylvania." And so anyway, she's adding these comedic elements, because of course Eugene knows it's Harrisburg or some shit.
And she was like, is it that? I don't know.
She's like, did I know that? Like, so, but like, these comedic elements, I think, are something that, you know, I kind of like in the show, because I think the show could be a little more lighthearted in a situation where everything's been so fucking jumpy lately. All right.
I think I knew that. Maybe I am hallucinating. Wow.
Hey, you said it's just you out here?
Didn't I already tell you that? I've been on my own for over a year, and it totally sucks. Damn, I should be nicer. Talking to possibly real people again is making me freak out. I'm just going to shut up.
She had to cover her mouth to keep from smiling and laughing, because she's so happy, she's almost, it's almost like delusional. Right. And she's clearly off. Like,
yeah.
Like, whatever's happened, she's clearly just not all there after years of isolation and all that stuff.
Right, and I would think I was hallucinating too if I hadn't seen nobody in like over a year and some change.
Well, also, whoever put together those displays is not going to be the kind of person you find to go, well put together. Every time somebody is playing with zombies, it's never good on the show. It's always somebody that's a little bit can't be trusted, right? All right, let me see if I'll start.
I'm Juanita
again.
Sanchez, but I never liked the name Juanita. You can call me Princess.
Why Princess?
Because Queen makes me sound old and pretentious.
And they both are, they all look at Ezekiel.
Pleasure to meet you, Princess. I am Ezekiel.
He's about to say King.
Eugene and Yumiko.
Let me show you guys around. We got plenty of space for you to chill out. Put your feet up. Y'all need supplies? You need food?
Hair dye?
I got
hair dye.
A place for us to swim a couple blocks away.
We appreciate the hospitality, but we can't stay.
Oh, okay.
We're on a very important mission.
What sort of mission?
That's all business.
Well, let me at least show you the best way through the city. Oh, come on, why not?
Because we don't know you.
Of course you do, Princess. I'm great, you'll see. Watch out.
Okay, so then she takes that big ass machine gun and she shoots the fucking zombies that are coming up behind them, but because of all the fucking noise, it makes the zombies, makes the horses run away.
Right.
So now these motherfuckers, they was already down to two horses for three people. Now they don't even have horses. Like, it's just a wrap for them. So and then she's like, oh my bad, like damn, I guess that wasn't helpful or whatever.
I was trying to show y'all I could do something.
Now at this point too, I think Yumiko is on some like, yo, this is a trap, this is some bullshit, like whatever she's doing is part of some bigger plot to like, I don't know, catch us unaware and do something to us. And Eugene is mostly just annoyed because he's like, I'm supposed to get to this place so I can French kiss Steph
on a date and she's slowing me down.
Right.
Other than that, I don't think Eugene cared.
Yeah, I think Eugene was kind of like, I don't see her as a threat, but or like some plotting supervillain, but I also don't think she's like she's not, I just want to know if she can be helpful.
Right.
And now they don't have horses, so they're in a bind. They do need her to be helpful.
Even though it's her fault that they got there in the first place.
Right. So then later they have a discussion with Eugene, and this is another funny scene, but I won't show this one. Zeke, Eugene, and Yumiko have a discussion about basically, should we take Princess up on her help, because she said she knew a place where she could get them some wheels. She knows a garage. And they were like, and my first thought was, do cars still work? Because in Fear the Walking Dead, that's a big part of the plot. Is that the car gasoline down after so long? If no one's producing gasoline, then basically cars are non-usable.
Right, and I didn't know life cars can't just sit like that. Like they're like, we not cranking up no more. And gasoline spoils like milk. Apparently, yeah. I did not know this.
So with it now, with these time jumps being like, I don't know, probably 20-something years into the Z-Pac, you're not gonna have working cars. So I was like, what the fuck does she mean? Is she lying to them? Is this a trick? Like, oh yeah, I know y'all can get some wheels, I know a garage full of them. I'm like, nah, this might be a fucking trick. But so then, yeah, so Yumiko's on some, we can't trust her. Like, she gonna, this a trap, it's a trick, she's selfish, she crazy, she gonna get us killed, we can't do it. And so in the discussion, Ezekiel's kind of like, well, I think we should give her a chance. And Eugene breaks the tie by saying, look, whatever it takes to get to them Stephanie titties, I'm down.
Okay, whatever it takes. Y'all, you are outvoted, ma'am.
I would, if we could have saved time not having this, did that too.
Right. Whatever the quickest route, that's where I'm going.
Right. And so they decide to let to go with her, I mean to let her come with them and guide them as their tour guide through the city. But they say, you gotta, Yumiko's like, you gotta give us your gun. And Princess is so, the thing I like about Princess is she has no internal dialogue.
Mm-mm.
It's all outside.
Yes.
So she says shit you should just think, like, she's like, give you my gun, what, why, if I, like, y'all could do something to me, and also, like, even if I tried to kill you, I could probably get one of you. Maybe if I get lucky, I get two, but then the third one gonna definitely kill me. So, like, why, you know what, take my gun, I don't care. And she gave him the gun.
Yeah, she was like, I know what more are.
Yeah, she did. Yes, she was like, yeah, I know what's more guns anyway. I'm like, what, why would you tell them that? Like, this is a situation where you don't want to reveal all your trump cards. And so, yeah, they go ahead and take her with them or whatever, and then Yumiko reiterates to Zeke that Princess is selfish and crazy. So then Princess acts as a guide, takes them to a field where she was like, stay close to me, and just follow my steps. And they was like, okay. And then she gets she starts walking through this field, and she starts counting in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And and in the background, Zeke and Yumiko are kind of looking at her like, what the fuck? And Eugene's the closest one to her, and he's looking like, what the fuck is she doing? And of course, he can't help himself. Once she gets about halfway through the field, he's like, is there any reason for the appearance of this, blah, 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 whatever, you know, Eugene speak, you know, basically saying, is there any reason that you doing all this counting and shit? And she was like, yeah, and right when she says that, she stops and goes, uh-oh, I think I found one of your horse friends. And it's the head of one of the horses that ran away.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what the fuck happened to the horse? And she was like, it must have stepped on one of the mines. And I was like, what mines?
Right, like they're in the actually middle of a minefield. Right. And they realize they just slowly falling behind her.
Yeah, Princess is like, yeah, it's a minefield. They're like, you couldn't have brought this up earlier? She was like, oh yeah, y'all holy didn't know? Crap.
I think I just found your horse. Did Walker say it? No, I probably just stepped on one of the mines.
What do you particularly mean by the term mines?
You know, those things you step on and then they go boom.
Are you saying you brought us into a minefield?
Well, yeah, but it's a small one. What's wrong with you? Why would you keep that from us? I just didn't want you to worry. I told you we couldn't trust her. I walked this all the time. It's no big deal. I got the route right up here.
So you can get us out?
Of course. As soon as I figure out where we left off. Excuse me? Well, I don't normally stop in the middle, so I kind of lost count. I just need a minute to think.
Either you get us out of here safely, or I'll kill you myself.
That's fair.
Man, I don't know why, man, but Princess had me die. It's like she was doing like a comedy routine in the middle of this serious ass show. You know, we've been dealing with so much serious shit lately. It's, you know, the Whisperers, it's Negan, it's fucking, you know, abuse between Lydia and her mom, and Carol going crazy, and maybe she got Connie killed, and
right.
You know, in an otherwise very good show, this, like, I don't know, she's the fresh air to me.
She is.
With her ridiculous, it's like she's one of the people you look and you're like, how the fuck did you make it this far?
Right, this long.
Like, did you just get lucky? Are you low-key kind of a badass, or does your crazy logic work in certain scenarios but not others? Like, I don't know, because I like the whole time, I also though, it kind of made a certain amount of sense. Y'all mm-hmm. already don't trust me. I know the way through the minefield. She's been doing this shit so long by herself, she's probably not used to communicating with people about stuff like this.
Right, something that would be very important to tell other people who don't know.
Right, and also they probably wouldn't have came and they wouldn't have taken the shortcut or whatever the fuck it was. Mm-hmm. Like you can tell she has some level of ulterior motive happening, but not exactly what the reasoning is. But yeah, it like that moment was just so funny to me, because it's just like, it's just straight out of another story. Anyway, so go over there, and then Princess go.
You're frozen again.
Oh, okay. All right, let me pause one more time. Yeah, so they're stuck in the minefield, and Princess is like, needs to come clean about how to get them the fuck out of there.
Hey.
Oh, sorry. And so Prince has a little chat with Zekiel, because that's the other thing, they keep talking about Prince like she's not there.
She's talking out loud and so are they.
Yeah, and so Zeke is like, I'll take care of it, maybe it's my time. And so he uses magical Negro powers of pretend to speak to Yumiko in her own language.
And Princess,
I'm sorry. In her own language, the princess is like, I'm messing up, ain't I? And he's like, yeah, kinda, but it's not too late to salvage this. All you gotta do is get us out of here, you know, just show us the way out. And then she does eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Picks a path, walks forward about 10 feet slowly, doesn't explode. She's like, whew, still here.
That is not build confidence.
Right. And she's like, well, alright guys, follow me. We should be good to go from here, guys. And then they clear the minefield and Yumiko.
Before they clear the minefield, they're out there talking and all of a sudden a random zombie just comes walking and just blows up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I guess that wasn't that important to me, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Eugene was like, you know, we can't just walk our way out of here because, you know, I'm worried about Cascade. And Yumiko's like, what's Cascade? And he's like, and a zombie walks onto a one mine, blows up, lands on another mine and it blows up. And he's like, that's Cascade or whatever. So, you know, I wasn't too worried because I knew shows like this, you never blow up people on landmines and they die. Like, if anything, you always do the thing on every TV show where someone steps on the landmine, it's important. Mm-hmm. And then someone else does all the stuff it takes to defuse or delay the landmine blowing up so they can barely survive.
Yeah, a non-essential character dies.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, so they get out of the minefield and Yumiko is pissed, okay? Highest levels of pissivity happening.
You put our lives in danger back there. For what?
I didn't.
Let's all just take a...
No. Our friends, our families are depending on us. She may not have anyone left to care about, but we sure as hell do.
I'm sorry.
Fleetwood Drive.
What?
We passed Fleetwood Drive earlier.
Must have been a different Fleetwood. We got like 5 of them all over the city. Streets, avenues, roads, it's super confusing.
No, it was most certainly Fleetwood Drive. I remember seeing the sign and saying to myself, Granddaddy used to drive a Fleetwood.
You led us around all day when we could have walked straight here.
Is that true?
Yumiko.
You better tell us what you're up to, and maybe I'll leave you here alive.
Okay, Yumiko, turn on to Fleetwood
Yumiko,
earlier.
God damn it. Yumiko pulls the arrow on her. So she's basically like, I will kill your ass if you don't explain what the fuck is happening, because I don't trust your ass right now.
Only because I was having too much fun. And then I figured we could take the scenic route instead of turning around and keep the fun going.
Into a minefield.
Which looks bad. I know. But I've been through it like a billion times before, and I never thought it was going to be a problem until it was. All I wanted was to show you the garage, and then you'd be like, Princess, you're amazing. We want to stay and be friends. But no, I screwed it up. I see that now. Yeah. Shit. When I was...
And, Yumiko did not really look like any of that was from killing her. She's like, yeah, that's a lot of words, that just mean we should put you down, before you do some more crazy shit. But then, Princess goes on to explain a little more. Oh, and it looked like she was
first here by myself. I figured somebody else would show up eventually. Odds are right. And then days turned into months and it was so empty. But then I realized this isn't that different from how I felt before all this. This one time someone told me, you're hard to love. So maybe it's me. Maybe I deserve this. And all day I kept hearing that little voice in my head. It's me. And I know I should have turned around or told you guys the truth, but I didn't want that voice to be right. So, I am sorry.
I have.
Now, she said her name was Sanchez, but I'm starting to think after that, her last name must be Pearson. Because that's This Is Us level telling people too much of your business right away. This one time people said I was hard to love, and I was thinking maybe this is like, what does that have to do with you?
Nobody
taking us in
that.
Circles, okay? We went through a minefield, ma'am, okay? You are hard to love because you almost blew us the fuck up. But, of course, Eugene heard it.
I have an all too familiar sense of how you feel. I've made poor decisions. Lied to folks. The inevitable alternative meant being left alone. No one wants that.
Yeah.
Well, just to clarify, you do have access to those wheels, correct?
Now, that is
You put our lives in danger back there. For what?
That is a great point. Eugene is...
Did it?
Let's all...
What the fuck? I closed the window. Eugene kind of is like Prince's.
Mm-hmm.
Except he took people on a much further journey.
He went thousands and hundreds of thousands of miles.
Right. Lied a much bigger lie. I can cure the fucking zombie virus. Also, he could feel important and be somebody to them. Mm-hmm. You
and,
know?
And be needed.
Yeah. And so, and he almost got people killed and all that shit.
Yes, he did.
So, she just happened to run into the right fucking misfits.
Right.
Of the Zeke and his delusional, I was the king in the kingdom with a tiger. And then Eugene with his, you know what? I've been there too, and I have done crazy shit to seem important to other people. Miko's the only one that's rational. I feel like she's like the audience. She's like us at home. Like, if you don't kill this motherfucker before she get y'all killed, fun? We walk through minefields for fun? We are not hanging out. We have a mission. Like, nothing about this is fun to
us. We have a purpose.
Right. But of course, you know, between Eugene and, Ezekiel, she's getting a pass. So they get out of the mine, they get all the way out the minefield. She takes her to the garage with the wheel.
Wheels.
Yeah. Not exactly the kind of ride I was picturing, but.
15 miles per hour is a significant increase over walking.
So, if you can't see it, but it's bicycles, y'all.
She didn't lie. It was wheels.
It was wheels.
And Eugene is like, shit, it's better walking on my feet to go get to that pussy. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's paddle.
I feel like Eugene gonna be like way ahead of everybody on the ride up there. Like, come on, y'all hurry up. He gonna slow down, Eugene, damn. Like, it's gonna be,
you ain't got no helmet on, slow down, boy.
It's gonna be the hardest he ever worked on that bicycle.
To be fair, she wasn't lying about the garage. She came through. Oh, man.
Listen, I'm not a bad person. I want you to know that. And you had every reason not to trust me. It's so hard to take a chance on people in this world. And when those people lie to you, well.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
I blew it. I know. And I'm sorry. I guess I wish I had done things better. But I guess my people skills are pretty rusty.
Well, that's something we're gonna have to work on then. I was coming over here to see if you wanted to join us.
Eugene and Zeke both looked up like, the fuck? Because they were the ones that had to convince Yumiko not to kill this girl two or three times.
And you know what? I think she had to analyze it on, she had a plan. Her plan didn't go like it was. It was fucked up. It fell to pieces. You and, you know, cause it's almost like her relationship. You felt like you had it under control and you didn't. So, you know, in her mind, she was like, okay, I understand. She still might be crazy, but to an extent, I do understand, think you got control over something and you actually don't.
I will take it one step further, Karen. I feel like Princess kind of reminds Yumiko of Magna.
Mm.
Keep in mind, Yumiko used to be a defense lawyer for a living. And this idea of second chances, of people making mistakes but deserving forgiveness, that's right up a defense lawyer's alley. And I could see her being like, you're not a bad person. Like, that stuff reaching her, like, I don't think she's a bad person. I do think you know, she made a mistake or whatever, but I'm not gonna just be like, fuck this girl, leave her behind either. So I could kind of see the wheels turning on Yumiko, where it is kind of almost like a Magna situation. Now, I don't know Prince's sexuality and all that stuff. I don't know what her sexual orientation is. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I could feel like a little bit of like something there of like Prince's and Magna kind of being like a weird kind of, not, now Magna's much more calculating, smart, and brutal, but like a weird kind of like, you fucked up, but that don't make you a fuck up.
Right.
Type of vibe. So, so yeah, she gonna, let her join. Yeah, Zeke and Eugene's faces make this scene, cause they just looked up like, the fuck are you, what? She coming with us? But you said, you know.
And she thought, oh, we're gonna play the rest of the clip, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just crazy.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, as long as you don't lie to us again, okay?
Yes.
Well, you know the area, so.
Do we have enough time to grab stuff from my stash? I've got food and a cool spear and some candy. Does this mean I get to have my gun back? Can I know where we're going? Is there a map? Do I get to hold it?
All the questions.
Man, I fucking love Princess, man. She coming with candy and snacks and guns. And she got the spear, which I think is in the comic book. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know, man. I'm totally into this. Also, the story kind of needs this. Like, the kind of like, we're going to meet a new community. We're making new friends. They're not bad people. They're kind of quirky. I like that, and I hope that element continues in this story, because the other two stories we're about to cover are not fun times at all, okay? This is the comic relief.
Come on.
Alright, let's get to the other ones.
The rest of it's like, good times.
Right. The Whisperers. Now this is actually mostly talking anyway. There's only one scene to show people or whatever, and it's not really, that, like, pivotal that you see it, but, Beta and horde of zombies and his, you know, the Whisperers into Alexandria. Now this is one of those times where I wish those who say they don't watch the show, go look it up on YouTube if you can, but just, you don't have to see the whole clip, but the vibe, that I can't do justice talking about it. The music, his fucking like evil, menacing, broad shoulders shuffle,
right,
like coming in, that fucking creepy whisper where he's, where are they,
and then the face mask, and I was like, yeah. Oh, you crazy. I am
right, like his mask is alpha. I mean, I guess shit, in that case, so is what's her name was crazy too. Everybody on this episode was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but yeah, Beta looks insane. The whole vibe.
Oh, you crazy.
I am.
Like, even with the, like, even with the thing where, like, half of his mask is alpha, it looks fucking creepy. Like, that freshly dead, smooth skin, and then that rugged ugly skin or the other, like, oh god, man, what a fucking insane person. But yeah, so you kind of have to see that for yourself, and the music they picked was perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just very like bass heavy drum, like dum, 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 dum. Like, they are just on the march slowly going through, and but so they're looking for him. No one's in Alexandria. I thought I had missed something. I was like, did they edit something? I missed an episode. Where the fuck is everybody? They knew to get the fuck out of Dodge after what happened to Hilltop. Like, we like, can't make our stand here.
They was like, they're gonna retaliate. No way we gonna stay here.
And it's actually kind of brilliant, because unlike Negan and them, when they see a place is occupied, the Whisperers don't like destroy it. You know, they don't, you know, like if that was Negan, he would have bombed a bunch of houses, burned some shit down. They, you know, they was like, they not here, where are they? So they go and get on a the windmill, and they kind of overlooking everything. They climb up the windmill, the whisperers do, and they overlook the zombie horde. Hey y'all,
it's a lot of them.
It's more zombies than at the wharf during crab leg sale at for coronavirus. Okay, it is so. You would have thought
crab
it was
legs
a,
was not an ass in a pound. It was like, I can't miss it.
You would have thought it was a Los Angeles farmers market during a quarantine. The amount of motherfucking zombies in this place, Jesus fucking Christ. So it's so many zombies, and they're on top of this the windmill, looking down at the zombies, kind of talking, you know, at the leaders, I guess, or what passes for leadership under Beta, are just there, and they're like, we can't find them anywhere. And he's like, maybe we should look somewhere else. He starts hearing voices. This shit, because at first I thought it was the zombie, like, I was like, oh, this is how they talking to each other. Beta has snapped, and so he's hearing voices in the whispers that aren't there, and right. it was like, they have nothing, they flee, they hide. And then he says ocean, and the camera pans up to Aaron and Alden, who are actually still in the fucking the windmill. Y'all, they in the top of the windmill hiding. Oh. Everyone else has left, and essentially their job, it seems, is to spy on the whisperers as part of a plan to see where to go. Now the interesting part here is they were using sign language to communicate, like because Alden looks out the window, and at one point Beta turns his head real fast, and it's almost like, did Beta see Alden or not? And they, you know, and they're making hand gestures to be like, and I was like, so are they both in the military? When did they get this good with their hand signs? No. So they both know sign language now. And Alden looks out, and we get that little scare, but Beta didn't see him. And then Beta says they're gonna lead the horde somewhere else, and they go, he was like, we walk. So on their walk, they are going towards Oceanside, and then this shit happens. And then so he freezes in the middle of the road and just starts looking around.
That beat set the tone,
don't it? And the whisperer, who's this like kind of road dog, his second in command, this woman, she's looking at him like trying to figure out what to say.
They are not fools. They expect us. The past is not clear.
So that's him talking out loud. That's not the voices. Mm-mm. They're not fools. They expect us. The path is not clear. She tries to give him some words of encouragement.
Back believes in your wisdom. Following the Alpha.
And that's when she fucked up. She says, basically, the pack believes in your wisdom. The pack, we believe in the Alpha. Now we know this nigga is crazy.
He's like, that's not my name.
Right. For him, Alpha is the Alpha, live
there
or dead.
There will never be another Alpha.
Right. He can't take it.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, oh. Oh, you crazy.
I am.
So he starts threatening her. He pulls out his knife to kill her ass.
Yes.
Right, like you said, what, bitch? He been killing these followers left and right, by the way. This is why Alpha, when she was in management, was much better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she was crazy too, but she was like, we can't kill the people. Not yeah. all of them. We can kill some of them, but we can't kill everybody.
Alpha started, like, the way that people started looking at George W. Bush once Trump took office is how I'm looking at Alpha now. Where I'm like, she was terrible. She wasn't this bad. Right. You know what I mean? Like, not fond memories, but I'm like, you know, they weren't bad at all. It's just like, you were terrible, but clearly you could have been worse. This nigga's off his fucking rocker. She wasn't just killing anyone who had a question, you know. Somebody had a question, she'd be like, let them talk and go through a whole thing. She only killed some of them that, you know, if they started like they was getting some support. But other times she would take you into a little cave or some shit and talk you down and be like, you know, you're doing a good job, and your sister, you know, you could cry in this cave and I won't kill you, you know, or yeah. I'll give you some pussy.
Because similar to Negan, as crazy as, you know, he was too, she did believe in numbers.
You can't know. Kill them all. What kind of James Bond villain shit?
Who are you
going
to lead?
Yeah, Vader just like, Vader's like, I'll lead the zombies. They people to me.
And they are people to me.
So he pulls out the knife to kill her. It's like me when my parents...
Vader.
She like me when my parents got the belt.
Apologies. We see her within you.
So she... go, she started backing up to no, it's just that we see her within you. No, please, Beta. I meant Beta. No, Mama, please. I put the chicken out before the defrost. I didn't know
this chicken is still frozen.
I can still microwave it. Like, she was trying to figure it out. Okay, like I didn't have the controllers out. The Nintendo was on top of the refrigerator the whole time. I don't know why it's warm. Like, she was making all kinds of excuses. But that wait that you heard, that's not an actual person.
That's in his
motherfucking head. He got a knife he's about to kill her with, and ghost person came to him in his brain and was like, hold up, player, chill 1 second, don't kill him yet, hold up. So he turns around, starts talking to no one, and says, show me. Keep in mind, now if I'm this woman, I'm like, I accidentally fucked up and said alpha, which technically this nigga is, but okay. I mean, I feel like the nigga that's killing everybody that got questions is alpha. You clearly the leader, but okay. I fucked up. He was about to kill me. Then he stopped on his own volition, turned to the world and said, show me. What the fuck? I knew we were crazy. I didn't know we was this crazy. I signed up for like the gold level membership. This is platinum crazy that is happening right now.
I'm not supposed to be part of this group.
I won't.
Can I downgrade?
I won't out of the gang. He reminded me of Tupac in Juice. I mean, not in Juice. Tupac. Yeah, Tupac in Juice.
Yeah.
When he rolled up on GQ.
Them eyes.
Crazy, man. You know what? When you said that last time, I was kind of tripping, right? But now, you're right. I am crazy. But you know what else? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about Steel. And I don't give a fuck about Raheem either. I don't give a fuck about myself. Look, I ain't shit. I ain't never gonna be shit. And you less of a man than me, so as soon as I decide that you ain't gonna be shit, pow, so be it. You remember that, motherfucker. Because I'm the one y'all need to be worried about. Partner.
So, she looked like GQ looked. Where Pac was talking crazy.
Too. I was like, oh shit, he come out with them eyes.
Right. So then, the voices tell him to stop and to look for the signs and to have faith, and to, faith will be rewarded. And he says, we walk, we wait. But that woman looked unfucking, like, she looked disheveled. She looked, like, she completely was unnerved after that. Mm-hmm. We'll get back to her
It's
story.
Almost like she forgot she was in the middle of a zombie pack. And she was like, oh, let me stop moving again. I might draw attention to me and get killed for real.
Because she stood still while the zombies kept moving. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, her entire fucking vibe from that moment on was completely changed. She was no longer part of the Whisperers. She was like, I think out of the Whisperers.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave.
Excuse me, please.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Alright then. I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here. This shit, I'm out.
So then, they keep walking, and Beta starts seeing like signs and stuff, because he's like, you know, the voices are telling him faith will be rewarded.
Yeah, he looks in the face of like a random ass zombie.
Yeah, and the zombie is talking to him in his brain, and at first I thought it was a whisper. Then I was like, look at his mouth, that's not a person under there.
Mm-mm.
That fucking zombie was faith will be rewarded. I was like, nope, too much. I'm more scared of him than Alpha. He too crazy.
He was the basically the one that Alpha kind of controlled.
Yeah,
whole, like just on the killing spree. Cause he was like, "You want me to fuck him up?" She'd be like, "Oh."
And he basically now. Nemesis in Resident Evil. We saw him get pushed down an elevator shaft and get up.
Yes!
and be in the next episode. Like,
he wasn't them bosses that respawns.
He didn't even mention it to Alpha. Like when he came back, like he didn't even like limp around or was like, damn, I can't believe I fell 7 stories, I almost died. Like, he was just like, anyway, that was Tuesday.
He shook that shit off.
Back to the work. Back to the grind. But yeah, so then, while they're following them, Alden and Aaron are still following them. And they're trying to walkie-talkie back. That's what we missed earlier. I'm sorry. They had walkie-talkie back to Hilltop earlier. And their walkie-talkie is kind of for shit. Cause they're like, we're following them. They're running, they're going through the plan. They're going to Oceanside, just like we knew, you know, everything's going fine. And the walkie talkie even then was like, you know, and I'm like, you know what that means?
Yes.
Convenient walkie talkies. They're breaking at the wrong time.
Of course. It's like everybody internet right now. Everybody online at the same time.
Yeah. You know, so. They did not have they were with T-Mobile or something.
They did not have 5G,
right? So that's why they, you know, that's why they had the zombie apocalypse, guys. Everybody had the 5G, but now they ain't got no 5G in the Z-Pock. Everybody fine. No, just kidding. So then they go to they follow the herd, and that's when Beta notices all these signs. He sees like a broken branch, and then he sees like a stray cat, and he's like, in his mind somehow he needs to follow the cat. And so he turns the horde a different direction, and they slow down, and Alden notices like, wait, are they slowing down and changing directions? And now Alden and Aaron are actually very close to the horde. Like, they're not in the horde or whatever, like they're like behind them, but kind of in seeing distance.
Yes.
And so they're like, it looks like they are slowing down, we need to walkie talkie back and let everybody know that they're headed for the tower. And before they can, they get surrounded by whispers, and the whispers got weapons. And I was thinking to myself, didn't we already know from a previous episode that they have tricks like doubling back, breaking off to make sure they're not being followed and shit? I thought we knew that already. So these niggas done fell for the okie doke.
Yes, and it's also one of the things too, I know this might sound, neither one of them are true scouters, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
They're not like Daryl. Right. You know, Daryl or somebody like that would have been a lot smarter with what he's doing. So even when Aaron went out, he wasn't like scouting like that. He was just scouting for recruits. He wasn't scouting for safety, which is kind of different. I mean, he wanted to be safe, but it's not the same. So they were doing shit where I was like, oh, they kind of like close. Like all those zombies, you don't know who is who. Yeah, eventually you might be spotted. You was way too close.
Yep, you're too close, man. So they get surrounded, and Alden and Aaron basically never even get to contact the tower to let them know the whispers are coming. And we don't see what happens to them. So I'm guessing week 16, we'll see how they get fucked up. If they get fucked up, if they get killed. Because
it's
yeah.
up in there.
Yep. All right, lastly we have,
I'm about to say that poor baby. They make it, because you got two children waiting on their daddies.
Yep. They was talking about the babies too, because Alden was like, I don't know if this plan gonna work. I thought we kill Alpha, like they'll basically just I don't know, stop being whatever. He's
he
like,
thought it was that simple.
Yeah. And I, you know, I don't know if it's worth everything we lost. And that's when Aaron was like, man, what about everything we need to protect? So, all right, at the tower, guys, it's a very, very emotional This Is Us tower, guys.
A lot of action,
but a lot of like, I don't know, emotional moments. Yeah. So in the tower where all the Alexandria held up, Judith is walking around and Negan looks over at Lydia, who's sitting by herself working on something. Kelly is teaching Gabe sign language. Magna tells Carol he's keeping the cats away mostly, which I think she's talking about Daryl maybe keeping the cats out of the building, because it looks like the whatever this place is they took over used to be Cat City. So now they've kicked all the cats out, but cats do whatever the fuck they want, so they come back
because they're cats,
right? And then Gabe tells Diane that it's her turn to watch, and then Luke looks really nervous because he's working on something
and he's lost weight.
He does look like he's lost a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's some show stuff or real life stuff or what, or just what he had on. I don't know.
Yes, you know, because they've been dealing with a lot.
So. Yeah, but it's, I mean, every character's been dealing with a lot. Weight loss normally like that, unless it's built into the plot. I don't know why it would come up. Every character's been through some shit.
Yeah. And this might have been a way for them to show the stress he was under, like is for him.
I mean, maybe the actor lost weight in real life. I don't know.
That's true, and they're just trying to work around
it. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he didn't, or maybe, you know, it's different clothes or something. I don't know. But he did look like he lost weight. But he also looked hella fucking nervous. Like he was working on something and some sort of project, and someone comes over like, you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm just nervous. I don't want to let everybody down. You know, this isn't really my area of expertise. And also,
that's some shit Eugene probably would do.
That's what it looked like. Mm-hmm. And he also was like, you know, I do need some more parts. I need somebody to run an errand. And Kelly and Carol are the ones who end up going on this errand.
Yeah, he looked like he wanted to smoke some. Like, I just made music, man. Like, I'm a music teacher. I have no business doing this science shit.
Yeah, what do you think he's working on?
Good question. I have no idea what he's working on. None.
I have a theory. I think whatever he's working on is music related. I think he's working on something to draw the fucking herd away from the whisperers. This is something that we haven't really explored, but we know zombies are attracted to sound and light and all this shit. So one way to get the herd kind of away from Beta and them would be like to create a noisy distraction.
True.
A very loud direction where the zombies end up going that way. Now, this is not something I read in the book. This is complete
your theory.
I don't know if they plan on doing this shit at all. It might have nothing to do with that. Maybe it's working on some bombs. I don't know. But I don't know. I just thought to myself, like, he is the music guy. Maybe if they could hook up, like, some sort of musical interference to the zombies, you can like disperse the
group,
the herd, and then you got just the whisperers to fight. Or even better, you can break the zombies into smaller groups and kill them that way. This is something to think about. Anyway, Daryl is out doing patrols and he leaves a walkie talkie message, which I mean you can't really leave a voicemail in the Z-Pac. Like, no one has an answer machine or a cell phone or whatever. But I guess he does the next best thing.
He just talks, hoping that she can hear, may not be able to respond.
Right. So he does the next best thing and leaves a message. Here we go. Yeah, so Daryl goes to leave her a walkie-talkie message, I guess is the best way to describe it, to Michonne, who... You know, we know already she's talked to Judith, but we just didn't know when it happened, even though they get to that later, like when it happened in the timeline. All right, hurry up with this message. Come on now.
Don't go home. You'll only find us if you answer me. You got a plan to end this? One I think you'd like. Yeah, being on a run like this, really scraping by. Reminds me of the old gang. Seems like ages now. Michonne, can you hear me? Michonne.
Oh.
So yeah, that was Daryl leaving a message for Michonne. So basically the plan is, you need to talk to us, because what he's afraid of is she goes I can go home now, comes to Alexandria and sees that nobody's there and is like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, it ain't like you're gonna be able to reach her.
Right. Now, the whispers aren't there, but she wouldn't necessarily be safe there either, because mm-hmm. they could return, you know? So, yeah, and it's just, you know, also, she's probably out of range, because we know she's probably up in New York somewhere, or New Jersey.
Right.
Looking for Rick.
New York City.
Then Judith goes to talk to Lydia, who's petting a cat. And Judith asks if she's sad about her mom dying, and Lydia's like, no.
This is a tough conversation.
When they did a live action Daria remake, just cast Lydia, okay? Give her some glasses, because she's such a downer with the truth. She's like, no. And Judith looks almost like her and confused, and she's like, not everyone gets to have a mom like yours. And then Judith walks away all sad, and Negan overhears this as he works in the background, and he looks sad for Lydia, because we know he killed Lydia's mom.
Mm-hmm. And he's been in like the background, like every time you talk around, you're gonna see like a snapshot or a corner of him in the background. And shout out to the cat, this is the same cat that had crossed Beta's path, which
because Lydia was petting it. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing I also would say here though is Negan was basically getting his Lee Trevino on. Like, Lee Trevino is the one in all the scenes when Happy does something really fucking irresponsible and reckless. It always pans over to Lee Trevino watching him like, what the fuck? It's always Lee Trevino. And that's how Negan felt. Like, anything going on with Lydia, he would just be in the background. And the camera would just pan over to Negan being like, oh, I killed that girl's mama after fucking her in the ditch full of pee. Oh, I really shouldn't have did this. I feel terrible about everything that's happening right now.
This is my fault.
So he goes over to talk to Lydia, and at some point he even tells her like her mom and stuff, I'll get to that later. So on patrol or whatever, wait, hold on, did I click the right link? Oh, I put the wrong link in here. Hold on, we gotta get the right link, guys. This is only gonna work if something gonna work if the right thing here. But yeah, so Kelly and Carol, of course, are going on a mission to get these parts for Luke. And how these two ended up together, I'll never know, because when you think about it, you know, Carol volunteers because she just wants to make up for the shit she did that was wrong. Mm-hmm. But Kelly volunteers maybe because Luke is the one that needs help,
right?
You know, I don't know the exact reasoning,
right? And her thing was like, I don't want you to be out there alone,
you know. Maybe this is another thing that can help her sister. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But they end up going, I might have to just describe it because I don't think I have the
video. Oh.
Yeah, I had it, but I saved the wrong link, so that's on me. But yeah, so they go to a car, they get some horses, they go to a car, they at the car, oh, okay, I got it, okay. But yeah, at the car, thanks Kelly for coming out with her. And Kelly is kind of on some like turn the other cheek, it's no big deal type thing. And I think mostly because Kelly, even though Kelly was there when Connie got buried in the rubble, Kelly don't think Connie's dead. And I think that's what's guiding her, like, magnanimousness, where she could be like, it's not even worried about it, Carol. Like, it's straight. Connie's okay. She gonna be fine. So you don't even really need to apologize. I'm over it, kinda. And it felt kinda genuine.
Oh, yeah. And I'll just say she's younger, too. I don't know how younger she is, mm-hmm. but she's younger than some of the other people.
Also, I think because Kelly has somewhere hidden a stash of clippers and hair products and makeup.
Come on.
She's doing fine. Kelly is like, listen, okay, you should be mad at me. I'm the one hoarding all the just for me or whatever I got, all the shea butter. Yeah, I'm over here doing all this. So
almost happened.
Carol can't even get the parts out of the radio. Kelly has to get it for her. Carol's so useless.
Thanks. You're welcome. Thanks for coming. You don't have to do that. It's okay. No, it's not. If I could go back. I am so sorry, Kelly, for everything.
She's not dead. She's not. Maybe it's because she's so tough to survive anything. Maybe there's just this part of me that won't accept that she's gone. And so I understand you, why you did all of it.
It doesn't mean I should have.
When I started losing my hearing, my sister told me that it wasn't my weakness. It was my superpower. Nala, everyone's learning sign because of me.
So she's been teaching everyone how to do ASL, which tremendous help in this epoch.
Yeah, all the unnecessary talking.
Right. In a place where death is attracted by sound, bad people might come to get you. Being able to communicate by sight alone seems to be on the upside.
Right,
you know?
So now she could communicate with them, they could communicate with her, and they could communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm. So it's a real dope move.
You think that the way you are is a weakness? I heard the stories about you,
Grandma.
In the old days, we all have. You just go off and do the thing that only you can do. Lone wolf. That's your superpower.
Now, I won't front. That is a different way of looking at it than I think we have looked at it in this season. But I've alluded to this before. If you think of Carol not as this old white woman, but you think of Carol as Jack Bauer in 24, mm-hmm. who somehow got stuck in The Walking Dead, it kind of makes more sense. The risky chances, the I can do it by myself, I have to kill this person, you don't understand, this is important, fuck what you're talking about. It's terrorists, but what is Beta and Alpha and the Whispers if not terrorists, right? Like, she's taking it upon herself to be like, I'ma kill this motherfucker by any means necessary. And so it's been a weird kind of place to put the character in, because on the one hand we're all like, you're making things worse for everybody, you're not coordinating, you're fucking up, blah blah blah. But on the other hand, we also are on some like, we don't practice forgiveness, we don't let nothing go, everybody's trash, if they in my way, fuck them. That's how people seem to be when they talk about this show. Matter of fact, that's how they want Kelly to be towards Carol. But mm-hmm. Carol was like that towards Alpha. You killed my son, I don't give a fuck by hook or by crook, I will find a way to kill you.
Yeah, and when you like that, other people around you end up being collateral damage, right, off of your decisions, because you are in this blind rage. And the thing is, I think that because Kelly still has hope, that's why she feels like that. And the thing is, I can still have hope and still hold you accountable and responsible for your actions.
Well, yeah, she did. I don't even think Kelly's making her accountable and responsible, though. Like, what made you think, what did she say that made you feel that way?
Well, she's not ignoring that something happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going, well, nothing happened. She's acknowledging that something did happen.
Yeah, I think she's looking at it like Connie fine, and maybe it'll change her mind if something really, if Connie's dead or something has happened to Connie, now, maybe she'll feel differently. But I think she's looking at it like, man, it was whatever to get these motherfuckers. Like, I don't care. And my sister's a survivor, she'll be fine. The thing I kept coming back to is, Carol, I wonder now if Carol's like, I don't want to be around people is less about because I lose people and more about because I think I'd be willing to sacrifice people. You know what I mean? Like, if it came down to me, like, getting to kill somebody or accomplishing some goal and Daryl was in the way, would I be like, I'm gonna do this and Daryl's on his own? Because I feel like Carol is scared of herself.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah, and it makes sense. Like, I need to stop getting close to people because at the end of the day, whatever it takes for my survival, I'm willing to do, you know. And I, if that means you can't keep up, I'll fucking do it. Because, you know, we talk about the Jack Bauer moments of Carol. Carol also killed them people up in the prison.
Yes, she did. And she fucked the rest of them survivors up off of her baby.
Yeah, like, you know, Carol is a cold-blooded assassin, you know. And I mean, I appreciate Kelly's point of view on it with it. Like, you the lone wolf. Like, that's your superpower. You do shit that other people can't do, which is true. She has. But there's a cost to that that it seems, in my opinion, like Kelly has said, I don't think Connie's dead, so I don't feel like I paid that cost. So it's all good. And of course, you know, Carol's just crying the whole time.
Can't
shit.
Give up everything about yourself because bad things happen. I gotta believe that.
Now, the only thing I really liked about this scene is that it gives Carol the battery in her back to go back to killing. And fuck everybody's feelings about this. I'm here for killing Carol. That's,
oh, she can ready to fuck him up.
Killer Carol is much more fun than whatever the fuck we've been doing this season. No offense to Carol, but this disheveled, like, I don't sleep, but I also try to kill people on I take three Red Bulls and then I go out and have hallucinations and kill people. I don't like that version of Carol. I want her back to clear, focused, sharp-minded. I'm gonna kill these motherfuckers. You know, I'm a fucking MacGyver bazooka and blow up part of this town. Like, I want her to do that kind of shit, because I don't even like the sad, remorseful, guilty feeling Carol, you know, because people think they want that. No, you know, but last week's episode, to me, I didn't really fuck with that episode that much, because a lot of it was Carol's woe is me, I made these bad decisions, and Connie, oh, poor Connie, I mean, I killed Alpha, but is it even really worth it? Like, nigga, no, I don't want to do this again. Like, I'm tired of that shit, you know? Like, and this ain't This Is Us. I actually don't want it to, I don't need it to be like a resolution where they all get therapy together. Like, no, this bad shit happens. Kelly thinks Connie's fine. I hope Connie is fine. In my heart of hearts, I think she is gonna be fine.
Me too.
Get back to killing. Like, what the fuck?
I think she will.
I'm gonna watch this sad ass shit. So whatever it takes to end that storyline, to be honest.
I
understand a lot of people aren't gonna like it, especially in our audience, because it's a black woman forgiving a white woman, and you know that's the motherfucking black Twitter. That's the landmine. Speaking of the minefield, you can't ever be a black person forgiving a white person and expect anyone to be okay with that shit. So I can see that being a problem. All right, let's see. Then we get hold on, we got something to happen. Oh, Daryl catches Judith out killing zombies on the perimeter,
just like her mama,
without telling nobody, just being fast. Not even just like her mama, just like her brother Carl.
Yeah,
Yeah. You know them Grimes kids. Brother. They will get the fuck out of somewhere.
The first season was, where Carl? Where Carl? Where right. Carl
goes? What are you doing?
I'm fine.
Who are you with?
No one.
Come on, let's go.
Please, I want to stay.
No.
I left Father Gabriel a note. I swear it's fine.
No, that wasn't a question. Let's go.
No. I hate it up there. It smells like cat pee. I want to learn what you do. How to keep us.
That was the realest line of the episode. Because I had to think, damn, no cats been staying there all this time. You know, they ain't got no cleaning supplies. Mm-mm. They are in a cat pee tower, y'all. Mm-hmm. Cat pee stink.
It does.
Oh my God, it's so strong.
If you ain't got a little box or something to soak that odor up, oh my God.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine. I would have left too. She was like, it's not even drama up there. It's just cat pee. I can't do it, Daryl.
In case something happens.
I walk the perimeter. I look for anything that looks wrong. If I find something, I go somewhere safe and I radio it in. There's no room for mistakes. Not right now.
I know.
All right. If you do this with me, you're going to do everything I say. You're going to stay right next to me. All right?
Promise.
All right. Come on.
Listen, do y'all understand what's happening right now? Judith is going to end up being trained by the baddest motherfuckers in the Z-Pox. Okay? She already got the blood of a trained serial killer, Shane, in her. Then she had to fight Rick, and she already be carrying his gun with the same amount of accuracy.
And she a sharpshooter, and she can do a sword.
And she got sword training from Michonne. Now this motherfucker's getting Daryl training for tracking.
She gonna learn how to do bow, arrow. She gonna learn how to fish. She gonna be a hunter, a gatherer.
She is fitting to be the baddest motherfucker.
She gonna be a beast.
She gonna have all of their skills. It's crazy. Oh my God. I can't wait.
She gonna be teaching Z-Pocalypse 101.
Man, like that future show must gonna have her in it. They gonna be looking back on her like 200 years ago I found her.
Come on,
Judith Grimes was out here,
it was in a manual,
changing the world. So then Daryl teaches, that's where I had the clip of the apology. I just put it in the wrong place. Rod, what is going on with you today? So then Daryl teaches Judith, how to track and all this stuff. And they're out in the woods and they come across a tree, and the tree has like something scraped on the tree. And he's like, what's that? And she's like, it's a, walker. And he's like, a living or dead. Cause you know, they're looking for whispers. And she looks at it, she's like, dead. And he's like, dead. And he's like, good job. So like now he even teaching her how to like tell the whispers from the zombies and which way they going and all that stuff from the trees. Like, you know, it's pretty cool.
That's gonna come in handy,
right? I actually can fast forward a little bit. And so once he shows her the tree thing, they go follow that path to a whisperer. And when they to a group of zombies, one of them is a whisperer. He shoots the whisperer with an arrow in the chest. The whisperer goes running off. They kill the rest of the zombies and then follow.
Right, because the thing is, the whisperer happened to look up at the last second, which is why Daryl hit her in the chest and not the head.
Yeah, it would have been the head. Yeah, I forgot about that part. You're right. Cause he was, you know, Daryl, he shoots to kill, and he has been, killing since killing been killing. Like, it's been a long time of him just being like, no mercy, sweep the leg on these whisperers. So, they chase her down, and she's laying in a shallow pit.
All over there. Now.
Makes her throw a knife away.
I will pull this out of me. I can't die like this. It ain't natural.
You drop the knife, I'll think about it.
Guys, that whisper is the same one that Beta threatened.
Mm-hmm.
So they were close enough that she made her way to the perimeter of the tower by just running the fuck away. So,
and breaking off some of the zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Where are your people?
A few miles east, headed to the ocean.
Are they with the Horde? You a scout?
I was. Going off on my own.
Why?
I had no choice. I love those people, but he's... I couldn't stay there.
He's what?
Lost it. After what you did to her. Will you take this out?
Does he know where we are?
I don't know. But he's gonna keep coming for you. You took too much. No, please. Please. I wanna walk after.
Does he know where we are?
I don't know. I mean it.
Yep, he killed her ass. Yeah, she said not to shoot her in the head because she wants to be a walker afterwards. Still crazy. After all this shit, everything you seen, you didn't want him to make you a walker when he pulled that knife out. You didn't want that whipping. But now, here you go again, like, not in the face. I want to turn to a zombie afterwards. Mm-hmm. What?
He's like, no.
We don't believe in that.
And the thing is, Daryl didn't know
that. Go ahead. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas.
And the thing is, Daryl didn't know it, but she was actually giving them late information.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, she didn't know either.
Mm-mm.
But Judith saw all this, y'all. So Judith had some questions.
She did. I was like, oh, that's not going to float with.
Kids grow up so fast in the Z-Pop.
You didn't have to do that.
She didn't have any information for us anyway. She's gonna die. Better be quick.
Daryl took her mask.
You gonna leave her?
Come on.
Maybe she has a family.
Look. Only a few miles away, maybe we can spot something from the top of the tower.
Yep, and Judith looks back like, oh, like one last look at a dog that just got put down. So, yeah.
Because from a child's perspective, she couldn't really piece why he did what he did.
Yeah, well, remember, Judith didn't want to kill that woman, Hilltop. She accidentally stabbed her, and then when the woman was about to, when she realized she was a human, wait. Judith killed the woman, you know, she died of her injuries, but she, Judith didn't put the finishing blow on her. So, you know, she's still a child and she about to grow up fast. So then, back at the tower, Lydia finally confronts Negan. And she actually is angry. Like, I think.
Like anybody would be.
Yeah, I guess. I mean. Earlier he had went up to her and said something about like, I'm sorry I killed your mom and it's okay if you're mad at me, you know, are you avoiding me? And she was like, yes. And he was like, okay. She was like, what, you want me to lie? He's like, no, but I just want you to know, I thought your mom was, I liked her, but she just went too far. I didn't want to kill her, but da da da. And that was kind of end of their conversation. But clearly, like, Lydia is like, I think that almost pissed her off more than her mom being dead.
You don't get to tell me what to do.
You're right, I can't.
Oh, and also he tried to tell her to like eat some possum and like he was trying to take care of her, like, I saw you had to eat today and all this shit. She like, man, fuck all that, leave me alone.
Hey, I think that you should hit me and it will make you feel better.
Shout out to mansplaining. Okay, she's like, you don't get to tell me what to do. You're right. but I think you should hit me and go to therapy. Okay. I think you should get on some drugs and then it'll help. Anyway.
I feel fine.
Look, you have to mourn her. You know, you need to say goodbye. Otherwise it's gonna eat you up from the insides. Just trust me on this. Look, she was still your mom. You know, and we only get the one. So you should hit me. And just try to let it out. Otherwise, you are going to drift further from these people. And I know you don't want that.
The hell do you know what I want, huh?
Tell me.
You're a selfish asshole. You only killed her so they think that you're a hero. But nothing you do will ever make you that here. Because you only care about yourself. Even now, trying to get me to do this? You liked her? How the hell can you tell me you liked her, huh? I hated her! I want to hate her, so screw you for telling me I can't even do that!
It's okay, Lydia.
No! It's not okay! Okay!
And then they do a whole, like, you know, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Now I will say this. Negan has really grown and matured. Because I feel like back in the day, Negan was like, and I fucked her too. Lydia, your mama had some good pussy, okay? And it's important that you know got all up in it.
But at least now he keeping shit like that to himself.
Okay, they say crazy pussy is the best, and goddamn it, Lydia, they right. This is the best pussy I ever had
back
since
in the day. He would have said
my dead
some
wife.
Shit like that.
Okay, but anyway, but now he kept it very mature. Let her beat him on the chest and left it at that. Then we get one last scene in there and at the tower, and that's between Judith and Daryl on the way back to the tower. Daryl tells Judith, basically, I've been trying to get in contact with your mama, Michonne, and tell her not to come back. And I haven't really been able to, you know, I've just been sending messages all day, but I don't know. She didn't contact me back, so I don't know if she got it or not. And Judith is, you know, very fucked up after seeing this woman get killed in cold blood. You know, she thought she was ready, but she wasn't.
Daryl told her, hey, you kill people, it's different. Like, killing people in zombies ain't the same.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
I can't believe we just left her. In a ditch. What if you were lost? And no one could find you? Where RJ was. Or Mom.
You gotta tell me where this is coming from.
I just want us to be back together again. At home. That's all.
I radioed your mom, so she knows not to go home, so she's safe. That way she can find us.
You talk to her?
No. But I'm gonna keep trying.
Doesn't matter. I talked to her after the fire. And I'm worried. Maybe she won't come.
What'd she say?
She went to go help some people she met. Needed her.
Now, right there, I'm like, oh shit. Judith done lied to Michonne, and she lying to Daryl right now. Cause she didn't even say to Daryl, like, you know, she might be found Rick.
Cause she don't know for sure. So.
Yeah, well, even if she knows that Michonne thinks she might have found Rick.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't tell Daryl.
No, she didn't.
Then she told her mama,
everything was okay.
We killed Alpha. The problem is taken care of. You don't need to come back. So I'm like, this is Lori Grimes talking. Okay. That's some pure Lori stuff. Lies of omission and manipulation and stuff. Okay. The Shane genes are strong, but the Lori Grimes genes are undefeated. Okay. Lying to people. Girl, stop playing. Need a whooping.
I didn't want to tell you.
Why's that?
Even got the white woman. She even got the white woman tears, like Lori.
I won't.
You promise?
I can't.
Why?
Because I can't lie to you. I don't know what's gonna happen. There ain't no one that can tell you that they do. And there's one thing I know. There's a whole bunch of people back there that do anything for you. One day when you're older, they're going to need you to do anything for them. You got a whole lot of family. Nothing can take the place of someone you love gone. But that doesn't mean that everything that follows is going to break your heart.
First of all, a lot of y'all in the audience need to hear that line, okay? I see your little statuses on Facebook and Instagram shading all your exes, okay? It's time to let that hate go. Stop being bitter, all right?
You'll be a happier person, Lord okay? knows.
Just because you lost someone you love doesn't mean everything that comes after is going to break your heart, okay? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now I want to pause. That's how poignant it was. And they hug. That's the most words Daryl has ever said on the show in a row.
And you know what? On the low, that music was actually lit. That music mm-hmm. actually sound like my video game Farm Together while I'm farming.
It's actually sound like something off of This Is Us.
It's so gentle in message. The background.
I just felt like Randall Pearson was going to pop out of nowhere and start talking about being adopted for the 17th time. They left me on the fireman's porch. I'm like, here we go.
With a single tear coming on his face.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Go ahead and do your thing, Randall. We know. We know, baby. They left you on that porch, and they've been paying the price ever since. I could have saved myself.
Hey. We gotta go, kiddo. All right? Come on.
Go, Gabriel.
Go. Who are you?
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Come back. We surrounded the...
Gabriel.
Wagon.
Gabriel.
Something about come back. They surrounded the... We need a wagon. So, it looks like... And then we see in the last scene, Beta is bringing in Ford to what appears to be a hospital. And I don't know if it's the same hospital from where they had that fight. Mm-hmm. Like, remember that fight where he went down the elevator shaft? I don't know that that's the same hospital, but it is a hospital.
It might be.
That's the Cat P Tower that everyone's held up in, apparently, is this hospital or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't tell that it was a hospital when they was inside. I thought it was like a house or something, but I don't know. Like, if that's like where the showdown is happening.
Yeah, probably old and you know, shit done broke down it and shit.
Yeah, so I don't know. Someone said the hospital from season 5.
That's a possibility.
Season 5 hospital? Which one is that?
Remember, because
I thought that was in like Atlanta. That was up there by Alexandria.
I don't know. I remember Beth got killed in the hospital.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I don't even know the geography of where we at right now.
Me either. I don't think it's that high.
We're about to get cut off, by the way, okay. at the 2-hour break. But, Jemaine. All right, what was the point you were going to make?
I was going to say about Beth died in that hospital. And I don't think it's the same hospital. I think it's a different location, quote unquote. It might appear to be the same hospital. It might actually be the same hospital, but I don't think... geographically it's the same hospital.
Well, I just googled it while we were going between the sessions, and it's the same hospital.
Oh, it is?
Where Beth died. I don't know why, I just thought that shit was in like Atlanta or something. So did they travel to Atlanta, or are they saying we just revisit this location but it's not where Beth died? I don't know. I mean, it does seem like it will be a stronghold because you already know the layout, you already know what, you know, you've been there before, but I don't know. Like, I don't know why that, maybe it's just because so much time passed, but seemed like 5 seasons ago, they were much further away from Alexandria than they are now, you know, to the point where Beta could just find them following a stray cat. Like, I don't know, hell of a fucking coincidence. So if it's the same, you know, if it's the same, I wonder if it's just this, like, we're reusing this location, but it's a different hospital in a different place.
Or if they're literally
went back to where Beth died. Because the other thing, if they went back to where Beth died, it's weird that no one makes, like, they will have to address that in episode 16, right?
Right.
Someone has to bring up that they lost Beth there. That's crazy if they don't.
Right, because there are a few people who were there when she died.
Yeah, so I don't know, it's interesting. Like, it could be the same set, not same location. I kind of would understand that, but I guess we'll find out. Because Daryl loved Beth. Daryl don't bring it up, that's crazy. Carol don't bring it up. Like, yeah, they've been there long enough to be like, this place means so much to us because of this. Like, someone gonna bring this shit up. If not, that's crazy if it's if it's the same location and nothing comes, like, they don't even look at, like, the elevator shaft where she died or whatever the fuck it was. Like, that's crazy. Alright, that's the end of the episode. We do have some feedback. You guys did leave emails. Let me get in here. Doom Dragon says, hey Karen and Rod, I came in worried that the episode would be anticlimactic with a premature ending to the season. Halfway through, though, I was content with the pacing. Did not need a spectacle like sand zombies or acid zombies or glass zombies. Well, we did get the zombies that blew up in a cascade. Mm-hmm. It's funny that the most flawed characters from seasons past are now the favorites. Daryl, Carol, and Negan have changed so much. Negan from the... Wait, did you say Karen and Negan?
Carol.
Well, she spelled Karen.
Oh.
So maybe she meant Carol, but she wrote Karen. Negan from the mean gangster lean to Lydia's stepdad. I had half thought he was going to go full Negan to tell Lydia he smashed her mom. Me too. You? Me? Same. Karen swings from gentle Daisy to incredible white man and back again. Yeah, he said Karen again. I don't know if this is just because the internet has been calling all white women Karen this week.
It's
or
a
what.
Slur now.
Yeah, but you need to apologize for saying the K word. They use that word, not us. The loner Daryl is now taking his niece for hunting for, like, his crib, like his cub. With tracking skills, Michonne swordsmanship, and Rick shooting and badassery, Judith is going to become something else. While I love the character Princess, I would not have her on my team in this epoch. I did not read the comic and had any research on the character. Now we hibernate as only God knows when production for the next season will start. Keep black, stay home, stay safe. Hail and back to the man who had the most bars in The Walking Dead in Morgan's voice, Karen. Rod, I'm not right. I know I'm not right, but that doesn't mean I'm wrong. We're getting out of this COVID-19 together or not at all. Peace. Thank you. I haven't done a Morgan voice in so long. It's so terrible now. It's even worse than before. All life, precious Rick. Morgan. I hope he not dead on the Fear the Walking Dead.
I hope he not dead either.
But then I saw a commercial. This nigga was on a whole nother show. I was like, oh, that's not good.
Well, he can always come back. You know how they do with him.
Yeah. Turk Ross says, hi guys, I love Princess. I'm digging her color palette because we normally only see earth tones. She reminds someone who is new at school, who is trying to, which alienates people. I wonder if she is supposed to be a teenager. Like, I like that she's crazy, but it makes me wonder if she is alone because she had a bad run of luck like Bob, or because she got people killed like Father Gabe. They didn't ask her the three questions. Loving the dynamic between Negan and Lydia. I don't like that Kelly is encouraging Carol's lone wolf antics. Carol's antics always take an emotional toll on the group. Not always, just lately. I mean, how soon we forget Terminus, huh? Oh, yeah, good old Carol coming to the rescue back then. The one person none of us thought could do it. Saved everybody.
Who season two, she just cried the whole season.
Caught all the bodies, okay? Also minefields, tree sap Molotov cocktails. It's crazy that these writers keep coming up with new and interesting ways to put the group in danger. Peace, Turk. It really is,
right?
10 seasons in and they're still like, have we done tree sap Molotov cocktails?
No, let's do it.
The Walking Dead, Kelly forgives, I don't. This is from, of course, Kim Doc. Hey, Karen and Rod. So, Kelly man forgiving Carol, but until I see Connie, I will not. And guess what? It's finna be well into the summer or even the fall when the new season starts before we know if our fave character is alive or not. I can't. Judith wants to take on the world, and I'm glad Daryl is there to teach her. I hope it doesn't make her heart too hard. He's teaching her in this rough yet kind and gentle way, and I'm here for this. Yumiko is pretty uptight, but I'm sure that's how she and her group survived this long. She'll loosen up though, because it's exhausting. I'm sure Angela and crew will figure it out. Yep, technically, you're the one that said that Princess could come with her. I think Miko has a tough exterior, but as we've seen with her and Magna, like, she's not unreasonable. Mm-mm. You know, she's really very relatable in my opinion, because it's how the audience always pictures themselves in the Z-Pod. You know what I mean? They always picture, like, I would be vigilant, I wouldn't let nothing slide.
You can't be and 100 then when you, all the time.
Yeah, then when you see it, you're like, this nigga's an asshole. Like,
they're a jerk. Why are they so mean? That's what happens when you're 100 to fuck them niggas all the time.
Yeah, like, it's always the same. Like, we've seen it so many times. Like, people write into the show and be like, they should do this. And they shouldn't. I wouldn't let no one come in. I would do this. And it's like, yeah, but then you kind of are the dick that no one wants to, like, see navigate the zombie apocalypse. It's like, well, now you're just an asshole. Go off on yourself. Anyway, Prince is such a relatable character. So much of us walk the earth feeling unlovable. They did so much with the little that we've been given of her in this one episode. I'm so happy she's on for the ride. Plus, she has so much sauce that this show needs. She's a scammer, sure, but did she really lie? Them niggas got wheels. It's their fault that wasn't specific. She would get along with Kelly, Connie's sister. Oh, I cannot wait for Princess to meet the rest of the group. Even her coming with them to meet Stephanie's group is gonna be crazy. Cause she ain't even in that group. They gonna be like, who the fuck is this? Is this what your group like? Am I correct in thinking they're gonna fold Rick into the new show? I hope not. I wasn't planning on watching that. Every time these new spinoffs happen, we have to navigate the same shit all over again, killing walkers, finding weapons, misunderstanding trust, and watch he only be in the later episodes. Please don't do this to us. Don't make us watch that, LOL. Take care, you two. Kim Doc, aka Monique. Yeah, I was on the fence about watching The World Beyond for The Walking Dead, but two things that happened that made me in. It's a limited series. It's only going to be two seasons.
Right, so it's not going to be long.
Two, I don't think it's going to have Rick in there. I don't think that's what they're doing. It's happening in a future world of the same, like, so we're skipping even more time, and these are like the children of the people we're seeing now. That could be dope. You know, like, what technological advances have they made in those years? Mm-hmm. What have they gotten back? What have they, you know, what do they still not have?
Yeah, what stories do they remember?
What story for these kids going off on their own? This shit could actually be interesting, because there's something, I think the show gets better the further we get away from zombie apocalypse day. And I don't think we're gonna have to go back to the beginning and see, like, them learning, oh, everyone turns into zombies. Oh, you gotta kill people, cause you can't trust them. If someone gets bit, they're gonna turn. I don't think it's a reboot. It's a future. It's like, what would happen if you didn't have to do all the reboot shit? They don't have to learn nothing.
Right. And if you do it, it'd be more in flashbacks, not actually, we're actually going through the learning process.
Yeah. Now, the question I have is, will it be like that comic, that one episode of The Walking Dead comic, where they had Jump to the Future with Carl, where zombies were almost like a thing of the past. Like, they look at a zombie the way we would look at, like, if we went outside and saw a moose, we'd be like, the fuck?
Right.
Like, what's a moose doing out here? Like, that's how they was looking at zombies. So, if in that case, it would be more about the humans and, you know, and maybe it could be boring. You know, I could see that. Like, people being like, this is actually kind of boring, because it's no longer zombie survival hard. These niggas are having court cases and fucking going to work and shit like that, and just
living normal lives.
Yeah, like a zombie pops up like once an episode and they kill that real quick. Anyway, what was you saying? What's happening for dinner? So, you know, it sounds like whatever the new show is, they're gonna be out, like, they're gonna have safety, and then the kids in that show are gonna go outside of safety to save, like, someone's father or some shit. Anyway, that's all I can tell from the trailer. I'm not 100% sure on any of this. Don't hold me to none of it. Mm-mm. But yeah, guessing. There's a good chance we're gonna watch it and review it.
Mm-hmm.
Nerd Geek Ninja writes in, hey Rod and Karen, hope y'all are doing well. There were lots of surprises this episode. None more shocking to me than there's a nigga on the Whisperers crew. Girl, girl. I did not catch that until I watched it the second time. I saw that nigga on that tower. I said, boy, if you don't get your ass off of there, hanging out with the white people, if we don't hang out with Tiger King, you know we don't hang out with motherfucking whispers. Them big old black lips underneath that mask. I was disappointed, okay? Oh my God, I couldn't believe that.
I guess this is part of true equality.
I could tell from his voice. Like, he's like, hey, I don't see him out here. I said, is that a nigga? No! Get away from these crazy white people. This is one group I was completely fine with. No diversity. Whites
no
only.
No diversity.
The Whispers make sense as a whites only group. Mm-hmm. Niggas out here with diversity hires and affirmative
My
action.
My reaction is angry, sad, and disappointed.
Yeah. Out here motherfucking doing diversity hires at Whispers University and shit. Like, no one asked for this.
Right, who asked for this?
Okay, not you, sir. You go back. Go be normal with some black people. What are you the one black dude that was in the anime? That guy?
I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
How dare you?
This is what happened to all the brothers that say shit like, I just date white women because I can relate to them. This is what happened with you. You end up over there in the motherfucking cult, nigga.
Get out the cult.
Get your self-hating ass out of the cult. Look, man, I was just into anime, and no one was into it when I was a kid, except white women. Incidentally, that's who I want to fuck. Anyway. not the Ben Carson of the Whisperers, right?
Oh.
Well, he already do whisper. He could join the group. When did Lydia come back? Did I miss something from last episode? No, not really. She escaped him. I think she came back before Negan and Daryl did. They just didn't show her come back.
Right.
Was it just me or did Princess seem like the female version of Lewis from Ant-Man? But you know what? That's a good point. She had been out on her own for so long. Yeah, they should have maybe filmed a scene of her coming back. That's a good point. Because remember, she wasn't with the group. She was out there on her own. She saved Daryl's life. Did she go back then? Did she go back after she got kidnapped by Negan? You know, it's interesting.
Yeah, and it's also one of those things where they was like, that shit ain't that important. I guarantee you they probably filmed it and was like, we don't need this.
Was it me or did Princess seem like the female version of Lewis from Ant-Man? Maybe slightly more annoying to him, but that's not her fault. I can see that. Yeah, by the way, Lewis from Ant-Man, those montages might be low-key my favorite thing in the Marvel universe.
It is.
And it's a great Marvel universe
storytelling.
But that's one people sleep on. Ant-Man low-key a great two great films.
Yes sir.
Like comedy and like when people say stuff like all the Marvel films are the same and the, I'm like, no, them Ant-Man films prove everyone wrong. You can make a comedy in this fucking serious ass Marvel world. God, yes, I love those movies. Back it up. Why was Negan following Lydia around like an older sibling who wants you to hit them so they you don't tell on them? You know why? Because he felt guilty about that ditch sex. That was a great episode. Judith is wonderful actress and showing how out of it Beta is was cool. Like y'all saying the Whisperers are some true believers because that chick dying talking about she wants to walk after she dies. She should have known they weren't going to let her do that. Ain't no religious freedom in this epoch, right? You know the Whisperers would still be in church during coronavirus.
You know they would.
So is the next episode the last one for now? I'd like to be hopeful that we'll flatten this curve before the end of the summer, but folks are wilding out here, so love y'all, Amon. This episode's the last one for a while.
Yes, it is.
The next one ain't coming out.
We don't know when.
Yeah. That's the real finale.
Y'all actually stay inside and, you know, basically quit being live zombies and killing it for everybody else so we can't go outside.
Miss Smart writes in, Karen, Rod, Lydia is still dropping bars. Negan was trying to be nice. She said everyone wishes he died too. My God, her shade takes no days off. I can still do without her face though. Well, you know, face is a face. We don't get to pick our face, guys. But yeah, she definitely was. It's so cold in the shade.
Yes, it's so cold in the shade.
Negan's gonna, by the way, we watched, We finally watched Astronomy Club. I watched
that
it twice.
That shit was fucking hilarious.
I watched it twice in one day. It's on Netflix, y'all.
It was so much fun.
Y'all already know that sketch comedy is my shit. So, you know, I was already there for that. I was a little nervous because, you know, the blacks online, you never can tell if it's something's actually funny, because sometimes, you know, they be too woke for the shit to be funny, or they hate everything that's, you know, period. But this one was great, so check it out. You can watch it in like a couple of hours.
Yeah, the Magical Negro one was hilarious.
Yeah, but there's an episode called For the Culture that reminds me so much of Black Twitter, y'all. Especially the meeting of the justice, what was it, like something Justice In Now or something like that. And that fucking thing where the vocal minority takes over the party because they won't shut the fuck up, and then they disrupts everything and all the organizers. So fucking brilliant. What a brilliant show. And checked off all the little boxes. Okay, dark skin, black people on this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, go enjoy it.
All sizes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Gay people's on it. You know, all the stuff, guys. All the stuff. Mm-hmm. She goes on. Sorry about that, Miss Smart. Negan is gonna adopt her so she doesn't turn into someone like he was when he was a Saviors leader. Daryl,
I think so too.
Daryl is really enjoying. Man, Negan with a daughter, y'all.
Mm-hmm, I think so too.
I'm not ready.
I could, because on the low, he actually cares.
Yeah, Daryl is really enjoying teaching little ass kicker. It's cute. Also, Judah's cry face looks like an IG cartoon face filter, don't it? Sincerely, Miss Smart. Yeah, it's almost too good. All right, Miss CT writes in. Hello, Rod and Karen. Quick question: do y'all think Negan or Carol will be redeemed by their actions?
Yes, they both will at some period of time. Some people might not ever accept it, but overall, most people are going to accept it.
Carol more than Negan, in my opinion. Negan killed all them people and shit. He never gonna be okay with everybody.
No, not everybody.
So it's a wrap for him. Carol is already was okay with most people. They just wanted her to stop tripping. She has a longer track record of being cool and being very necessary for the group.
Right.
So I think it'll be easier for Carol's path to redemption. And plus, it seemed like he held no grudges. And that's essentially the only person that would really be like, fuck Carol. Like, even Magna was kind of over it. Like, when Yumiko punched Carol, she was like, why you do that? I'm gonna be real with you, and I never thought I'd say this, but here it goes. I think the community will be quicker to forgive Negan versus Carol. One, it's been almost a decade since he bashed in half the squad's goals. He served his time, and he's come back with her head on the spike. Also, Negan looked at like an old dirty uncle that can't help himself, but you know he loves you. But Carol, she been tripping. She always doing something stupid, putting everyone's life at risk with no regard for everyone, not even herself. Yeah, but how long has she really been tripping? Think about it.
Right, and like Kelly said, they have an oral history of her. Like stories are told about her. Stories are told about Negan too, but
right,
most
but
of
they
the
ain't good stories.
Right, the stories that I told about Carol are like in the history book. Y'all know she did this, she did this. She, you know, she fucked this person up, you know. And it's one of those things how when people tell oral stories like that, Negan's story is not going to be good.
Well, I think him killing Alpha might, like, especially since it didn't end the threat, it might not even be like the kind of thing where people go, what a hero.
Yeah, they go,
because they already treating it like nigga lives, that wasn't shit.
Right, they might be like, oh, you made it worse now.
Yeah, I don't think that's the thing. Maybe the way we look at the show, and plus, you know, our audience don't really fuck with white women. Gotta keep it real, okay? I've seen the tweets, I've seen what y'all say out there in the world. I think we're looking at it more like, yeah, because everyone's pissed at Carol as we are, and I don't think the show or the audience would reflect that in general. It's more like stop tripping than get the fuck out of the group, you know? Because man, when Carol get to killing, bro, it's just something. It's a sight to behold.
And I think she will.
Not just think she will. She has. Like, she's tripping. She wasn't tripping when they killed them Saviors. When she went in that building and killed them motherfuckers. Like, Carol, y'all, man, how many people Carol got to kill for y'all to finally appreciate? You know what? This ain't number Hillary Clinton all over again. That's what this is. Negan is Trump and Carol is Hillary, and y'all are moving the bar higher for Carol and low as fuck for Negan. Like, how many times she got to fucking try to save the Republic, and y'all out here lowering the bar for Negan? He didn't eat his hat, so I mean, he didn't try to fuck Lydia, so I mean, it's like he really became president today. That's a low ass bar. Carol got the track record. Like, she can, y'all crazy. Y'all crazy. Boy, I tell you, boy. Soon as Connie walk out that cave, everybody gonna be like, oh, Carol, we was tripping. She always been doing something stupid, putting her in life events. I see it that she wants to die, and there's nothing stopping her from doing so. That's why she can go so hard without really any remorse. Oh, she cried, did she? Well, my mama called them crocodile tears. Oh, here we go. Just call her 53%. Just get it over with. And I feel like she just
go ahead and call her Karen. Just call her Karen.
Just call her Karen. You know you want to. Well, my mama called them crocodile tears, and I feel like she just crying for sympathy. Cause if she had to do it all over again, she'd kill that bitch Alpha again. Of course she would. That don't mean she's not sad about it. If she could have did it without hurting no feelings, she would have.
Agreed.
Hot take, Carol gotta die. This is it. She's on my nerves. The king is literally on his last breath. All her kids dead. Michonne ain't there to go check her. So what the fuck the show gonna look like without Carol next season?
Oh, she's not gonna die.
This is gonna be Daryl and a bunch of new people? I mean, I guess it's just the way it goes, but man.
I mean, you know, not that they wouldn't kill her off, but I don't see her dying anytime soon.
Yeah, I think my affinity for impossible white men, it completely outweighs my exasperation with white women.
Right.
Because once you become an impossible white man, I look at the character in a completely different scope.
Right.
Than anyone else on the show. Like, y'all out here in the...
I want to call you one. Is it okay if I call him one?
And I'm out here on some totally different shit. I'm like, give Carol a gun and she can make up for this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
She can make it right with a few bullets.
This ain't nothing but like when Jack interrogates a terrorist and be wrong. This ain't nothing but that to me. Like, y'all have taken it to the, we want her to die and be off the show. And I'm like, sometimes impossible white men fuck up.
And you know what? She did the same thing that Jack did. She was on them drugs for a few hours.
She was on them drugs.
Then she kicked the habit and kept it trucking.
Come on.
Jack did that. Jack, in 24 hours, Jack was off that shit.
I can't possibly hate Carol. I don't know what she would have to do for me to truly hate her and want her off the show, but this definitely ain't it.
Mm-mm.
You think Jack Bauer ain't never accidentally tortured some motherfucking accountant for being brown at the wrong time? For having the same last name as a terrorist. You think he ain't never did that? And I watched every season of 24.
Every
I didn't stop.
Every single season. Every episode.
Rooting for that problematic man the whole time. Y'all keep looking at it as through the white woman lens. Anyway, God forbid Connie dies because Daryl will not forgive her. We just got to let her go. It's been a fun ride, but Carol is washed. Yeah, you know they ain't got to do that, by the way. Connie gonna be alive and Daryl gonna smash that ASS to ASL smithereens. And we gonna be up here like, they did it, y'all. Black love in the Z-Box. Swirl it up. I love listening to the Walking Dead recap shows. It's the one show my husband and I can watch together without wanting to change the channel, LOL. And you all really make it enjoyable. It's a black ass show because only y'all would start singing, I tip a 42 your memory. When someone dies, laugh my ass off. Have a good day. Can't wait to listen in CT. Thanks, CT.
Thank you.
Sorry I disagree with you about the Carol thing, but trust the people in the chat. They on your side. They don't. They just listen to me. They don't agree. Look, man, the white women have a terrible PR right now. It's not going good for the ladies out here in the streets. Rod and Karen, crocodile tears from a domestic violence victim. Y'all, sad, really. Rod and Karen, gotta give Rod props. Yeah, he predicted that Beta would be a problem after Alpha was killed. I mean, look, I would say, you know, how I was so right on this one, but I feel like this one was like, the whole season, it just felt like Alpha is a problem, but Beta is a problem. You know what I mean? Like, he's a complete fucking, like, he's the nigga in the crew you can't follow. You know what I mean? Like the, like Beta's the dude that go to the club and say someone stepped on his shoes every time. You know what I mean? That's not the dude that gets to drive the car to the club. Not like,
always fighting. Always yeah. fighting. What you say to me? Like, right. Hey, not again. Ain't nobody said nothing to you.
I'm not saying that dude doesn't come to the club. I'm not even saying that dude might not even be one of the people in your crew. But you know the nigga that want to fight all the time can't lead her. Can't Everyone know that.
Leader.
And he's just out here trying. So I can't even really take the I told you so on that, man. Because they set that up from jump. Like, yeah, when Alpha ain't here, this motherfucker's the real problem. That giant motherfucker got issues. My question is this. Has he been hearing the voices the whole time?
A possibility.
Right? Something to think about. Like, did he just snap? Or has this nigga always had them voices? He just been cool because Alpha was keeping him in check. Like, no wonder he believed in her so much. Them voices was talking to him. Alpha was killed. That giant motherfucker got issues. How you gonna be in charge but not want your followers to know you are in charge? Dog. You criticize him, you get stabbed. You submit to his authority, you get stabbed. Damn if you do, damned if you don't. And now he's hearing voices from actual guardians. Yep, he is crazy. And one thing you can never trust is a crazy person. Unless it's, our new girl, Princess. When are our heroes gonna learn
it? Our level of crazy ain't that high. Not, well, so far as we know it.
Also, when are our heroes gonna learn that Judith is a child and she does not need to witness the killing of people? Oh, never. It's a Z-Pac.
Yeah, our childhood is over. I don't know. And the thing is, it's funny though how, you know, people say these things. Because I remember when Carl was out there doing that shit and people saying the same thing. It was like, okay, it's almost like a catch-22. If you don't teach them shit, they're going to get ate up and they're going to die. You have to teach children how to protect themselves.
Well, not just that, but Judith witnessed her first death when Carl killed her mama.
Right.
Coming out the womb, okay. Right. Judith was a killer coming out the womb, y'all.
Come
okay.
Childhood is erased when the zombies started walking.
Yeah, ain't nothing sweet in the Z-Pac. We see what happened to them little sweet kids like Beth and Lizzie and fucking
they die.
Sam the Cookie Monster. Like, nah, teach these kids how to kill. Train them up in the way that you would want them to go. And you done messed up AA Ron. You can see that herd from a mile away. So why are you within speaking distance with Radio Static? He's like the buzzing fly that you can't swat until you actually swat it. Finally, I've been patient on this last item, but I'm going to get this off my chest. Where the fuck is Connie? Love the pod, K-Swag. Thanks, K-Swag.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. They clearly got to be saving her for some episode 16 shit or something. Maybe even
next season.
Maybe even first episode of next season. But if we don't get Connie, I'm gonna go crazy. Okay, that is Bay in the Z-Pac, and I want her and Daryl to get together and swirl it up. And I don't know what's taking so long. Okay, like Kelly got way more patience than me. All right, y'all. Karen, what are you looking forward to in the season finale? Whenever we get it.
See what's happening. When baiting them show up to beat Crunk at the club and to the club up and to a hospital up and start problems. Are they gonna escape? If they're gonna escape, it's like so many questions. Like, are they gonna escape? Is they gonna escape? Are they gonna survive? Will Judith and Daryl make it in time? What's happening to
I feel like not everyone can make it out of this last episode.
Me either. Yes, somebody
just about that time. They always had to have somebody die. The thing, and they got some people in some bad ways. Rosita was laid up. All this stuff. The thing that I am looking forward to or wondering about is what is Luke working on? Because it looked like what Luke's working on is part of the trap or the plan when these motherfuckers arrive. And they did seem to expect them to eventually find them or something.
Right.
So that's what I've really been looking forward to, and we'll see what happens.
Luke in love too.
His girl came and checked on him.
Yeah, he might have lost that weight humping on her. You know, all that physical exercise that caused you to lose weight. Man.
Yep, maybe that's what it was. That's humping, you know how it is, guys. That's it, guys. I'm looking forward to that. We'll see if Connie's alive. Obviously the number one thing that I give a fuck about. And also I want to see if Carol go back to killing, because I feel like we haven't got full-blown Killer Carol on these whispers in a long time. So like, let's fucking do it, you know. All right, y'all, that's it for this episode, and for the foreseeable future, for the recaps, and we'll let you guys know we're back. Until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah.